You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
I think all of us are looking for the Falcons to win the division. Harry's dancing. Harry Douglas is here. Chris Canty, Evan Cullen with you. Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance. I love when you guys dance on your show. Love it. Love it. I love watching the clips at ESPN Radio. We retweet all the clips of you guys dancing. What is it? Knuck if you... What was the one you did the other day?
Knuck if you buck.
Yeah, the one that one. All four of you were all in on that. It was great to watch.
It's one of those staple songs, though. As soon as it comes on, like you catch that vibe.
Yeah.
You
start knucking and bucking.
Oh, yeah. You best believe it. There was some years of that, Kenzie.
A lot of knucking and bucking. Them 2000s. Oh, was a real man. Interesting time.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, man. Speaking of which, man. Like, you feel like you had the frohawk since the 2000s. Since I know you had the frohawk. Yeah, yeah. I turn on First Take earlier this week, and I see you on there chopping it up with Stephen A. and company, and now you don't have the frohawk. What's up with not having a frohawk, man? I feel like I need some advance notice or something like that. like it's just, it was such a shock to the system, because ever since I know you had the frohawk.
So it caught a lot of people off guard, and here's why I decided to do it now. I love to, go through change. A lot of people think change is bad. For me, I look at change as being positive. I want to change that. I'll be 40 in September. I know people. I look young. A lot of people don't think it.
Yeah.
Plus, my wife calls me the fourth kid because my nephew lives with us, too. So, I act like a child sometimes as well. So, it is what it is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I just felt like I needed a change. And I knew I was going to be home for about 4 weeks straight. And doing First Take and Get Up, I would be looking straight at the camera, so it wouldn't be so noticeable, but I needed that time frame to let my sides grow back in. You know what I mean?
So when you go make a change, you got to be strategic about it.
Yes, so I needed a time period so my sides can grow back in.
All right.
So now I'm going to temp it up on the side like I have now.
Yeah.
Temp it in the back. But I'm going to let it grow about another inch and a half or two, and then, sponge it out.
Go
so
with
it's
the curly
and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So okay. So what we're saying is there are certain haircuts you cannot have at a certain age.
Yeah, there's an age limit. There's an age limit on this.
Man, I can't be walking around here 40 years old with a mohawk, man.
Why?
You can't have an Odell Beckham Jr. frohawk. Even Odell don't have an Odell Beckham Jr. frohawk.
That's true. All
he
right.
cut it off. Like you get there is a so 40 years old is the cutoff. When you're 40 years old, you got to get rid of the frohawk.
Yeah, and I got away with it because I don't look my age, so I got away with it for a while. But the funny part is that my kids never had seen me without it.
Yeah.
So when they came in the house, they was looking like Uncle Tony.
Yeah.
So now me and my brother look more alike again.
Yeah.
And that's all the messages I was getting from people, man, you and Tony are definitely twins again.
Okay. So I'm agreeing with you. I understand your logic. I completely agree. Age limit on a frohawk. Can I make another suggestion or nomination? Can we put an age limit on the chin strap beard? Like, can we just get rid of
the
skinny sideburns that lead into the goat? Can we get rid of the chin strap beard? Can we get rid of
Who
that?
Who has that?
Well, that's my point. Like, I just, nobody should have that anymore.
When I was able to grow facial
it's
hair,
out of style. Like, if you're a kid, if you're a teenager, like you're just starting to grow facial hair.
See,
so you might need
that's
that
what
go,
I had when
you
I
might
first
need
started.
To go with a chin strap beard because you can't fill it in. But as a grown man, you should not have the chin strap beard.
If you're in your
40s and you're going with the chin strap beard, just don't go with a beard at all because it looks ridiculous.
By the way, you're making everybody self-conscious. I'm looking over at Rob, who does our social and digital, and he keeps rubbing his face to make sure that he doesn't have that.
Yeah, he's self-conscious right now.
I got to tell you what the beef is. Okay, so I said that I have a beef with your co-host, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time, Freddie Coleman. All-time great guy, salt of the earth kind of person. Last night, we're at this event, the Barrett Sports Media event. We were hosting the after party, and by we, I mean these two, and I was there. And Freddie was there as well. And Freddie said, hey, I'm staying. I said, you going home back to Connecticut tonight? He goes, no, I'm staying over. We're doing the show from the Seaport tomorrow, meaning you both. I said, come through. You've never been on our show in person. Want to have you on. And Freddie and I have a great relationship. He goes, too early. I said, what do you mean too early? You're not staying up till all hours of the night. I said, you know, Harry's coming through at 9 a.m. Eastern. Why don't you guys come in together? He goes, too early. In a month, I'm doing First Take. I'll come in then. I said, really?
Wow.
I'm getting turned down
big
right
time
now?
By Freddie C.
Now, hold on. Just wait a second now. We are a representation of each other. So I'm here repping for Freddie and Harry. So
yes.
There was no need for him to have to get up, for two of us to have to get up and come in here.
I mean,
we would like to have the entire show. You
well,
exactly.
I understand
but
that.
That would be great. We got room for you now. Our studio got reworked. I could slide over.
But Freddie's with his wife.
Sitting right next to you.
You're asking this man to get up and leave his wife to come in here.
I'm not asking him to leave his wife.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that detail.
Like, if he's used to working the 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. shift and his wife is in town, New York
City. That's their time to spend with one another.
I can understand why.
Now, look what you're trying to do. Now, you're trying to cause division in Freddie's household. I would not let that happen.
Don't turn on me. No, Canty cannot turn on me here. I'm trying to, like, I think it's fun and cool to have the whole show together, right? You've been amazing. You've been on our show a million times, in person in multiple states, no less.
That's true.
In person in Florida. You've been unbelievable. We haven't had you guys together. You guys have so much fun, and the chemistry and the vibe of the two of you sitting next to the two of us, Michelle's out today, would have been awesome.
Did you ask him this?
Okay.
Did you ask him, could he call in?
Different.
But you got to give him all
options. We did talk about that. We did talk about that. I don't think it's the same. I'm sorry. Is he staying in the hotel where you and I are both staying probably?
No.
Oh, he's not.
He stayed closer to where the event was.
Okay. Maybe I back off a little bit.
See?
I didn't know that.
I mean, I can't be mad at a man not wanting to leave the warmth of his bed with his wife in town.
You know, I'm Freddie. I got your back.
I can't be mad at
him. I have his back, too. I want him on the air.
What Aaron Rodgers say?
I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry.
And Freddie, I'm here for you.
I'd rather Freddie as the VP. Freddie would be a good vice president. Freddie would bring people together.
Oh my
Freddie,
God.
Freddie Coleman for VP.
No, you know what? I got to ask you. I got to go here. Because, Harry, you've been in an NFL locker room over a decade. Like, if you saw that your teammate, your quarterback no less, was entertaining being a candidate in a political race in an election year, can you take that guy seriously as the leader of your football team?
Kenty, I don't like it at all. And
whole Aaron Rodgers thing is bizarro world. Could you take him seriously?
You talking about the expectations when he was brought into the New York Jets organization last year, and four plays in, those expectations were dropped.
Mm-hmm.
I still expect them to be Super Bowl or bust because you have Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not changing because it's a year later, but I think when you miss the entire season and you see how your team plays, and there were also mentions of distractions need to be limited. You don't need to be focusing on, hey, I'm going to play 2, 3, or maybe 4 more years. The only thing you should be focusing on is the 2024 season. I think you owe that to your teammates. You owe that to the organization that basically gave you the keys to the car, you know, of the organization.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be the focus, in my opinion.
So you shouldn't be focused on 4 more years.
No. No.
And nothing,
hell, you didn't even get through one.
Yeah. And
I'm not just talking about playing for the Jets. I'm talking about being a presidential candidate.
And you guys don't have to touch this, but I'll say this.
Go ahead.
He has not shot it down. And the responsibility of journalists on the news side is to report on all possible candidates that could be in office on any of the side of the aisle. Right, left, in between, doesn't matter. Now he has news journalists looking into his life, which we know that is not something that he wants to do. Simply by not shooting it down yet it allows for investigation.
But are we sure that he doesn't want that?
Well,
because you know what? I've said this before and I'll say it again. Aaron Rodgers is a narcissist. He loves this. He loves the attention.
That's the thing.
He talked about
the focus has to be on him.
He wants it to be all on him. It has to be all about him. Why else do you sign up for Rodgers and Friends? Like, he brings in Nathaniel Hackett. He brings in Randall Cobb. Yep. He brings in Billy Turner. He makes them sound Alan Lazard. It's all about having Rodgers and Friends around. It has to all center around him. It has to be the entire Jets universe focused on him. And I'm not quite sure that sets the right tone, establishes the right culture that allows you to have success when it matters the most, which is why I think this season is going to be equally as spectacular as last season was. It's going to end in disaster. There is no scenario where this ends well for the Jets. I just don't see it played out with your quarterback having this type of attitude and not doing the types of things that Harry just talked about. Like, you should be focused on a team-first yep. agenda, winning football games, entertaining being on the ticket with a presidential candidate, as far-fetched as his odds might be of winning the presidential race would be, it still makes no sense. And especially coming off of a year where you didn't finish it healthy. This is so bad that this trade will go down as absolutely hall of shame. And it takes a little bit of the shine off of Aaron Rodgers' career in its totality, the way that it's ending.
I will say this also, when you look at the Baltimore Ravens and how they went out and got a Derrick Henry, when you look at Jim Harbaugh now with the Los Angeles Chargers, they're not going to be incompetent anymore when it comes to coaching, making decisions, and them being on the right side of things. That's why Jim Harbaugh was hired, right?
Yep.
So I'm predicting that Justin Herbert is going to be that much more better moving forward because of that situation. C.J. Stroud and what he was able to do in year one and what the Houston Texans have done in free agency, you have more players in the party now.
Yep.
Joe Burrow's coming back. He's supposed to be healthy. There are more players in the party. I think you will want to focus on football in the New York Jets organization trying to get to a point in which everyone expected when you became the quarterback of that franchise.
Harry, I said this yesterday. I want to see if you agree with me. What we're seeing over the last couple of years from Aaron Rodgers is last season in Green Bay, first year with the New York Jets. To me, it explains why Aaron Rodgers has won one Super Bowl and only been to one Super Bowl. Mm. Like, I went through the list yesterday. There have been five quarterbacks that have won three or more MVPs. All of them except Aaron Rodgers have been to multiple Super Bowls. Mm. All of them. I'm just putting it out.
And how you conduct your business is a reflection of that too, though.
Do you have time to stick around?
Yeah.
Okay. Unlike Freddie. All right. Harry's going to stick around with us. We're going to get into the on-field stuff with Kirk Cousins to the Falcons, a team he's very familiar with. We'll do that coming up next. We're on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance. Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Harry Douglas is hanging out with us, 3P to 7P Eastern. Freddie Coleman here on ESPN Radio. Sirius XM80, ESPNU. All right, let's talk some on-field football stuff. You played for the Falcons. You live in Atlanta. They make the move for Kirk Cousins. It seems like people are on either ends of extremes on this one. CC and I are all in that this makes a lot of sense for them. Everybody back in Bristol, Nuno, Pat, Javonte, not as much. Where are you on this move for the Falcons? Excuse me.
See, God might not come when you want him to come, but he's always going to be on time.
Hello.
And that's how I felt when Kirk Cousins was announced to the Atlanta Falcons. The last 2 years, I've seen all 34 of those football games that the Atlanta Falcons have played. And the quarterback position has really hindered this football team because they were good enough to win the division, not just in 2023, but also in 2022. Also, when you look at the skill position players that they have, you have Kyle Pitts going into his fourth year, Drake London going into his third year, Bijan second year, Tyler Allgeier third year. I don't think they've got the best out of those players because of the lack of what the quarterback position has been in Atlanta as well. So at some point, those players need to be unlocked. And I use this analogy. what good is a Ferrari if you don't have an engine to it? And that's what I view these players as being. Kirk Cousins is now the engine to be able to get them the football the proper way that they need to get the ball. I would also say this. Kirk Cousins has been in this offensive system majority of his career. So mm-hmm. now he's going into a situation where you have a quarterback that's not trying to learn a system, but can help guide and teach amongst the system. So I'm looking forward to it. I expect them, not hope, I expect them to win the NFC South. I do believe that they should be able to make a divisional round game, and anything could happen there. Potentially, they could make an NFC championship game. But
wow.
Divisional round game is what I expect for the Atlanta Falcons this season.
So Harry, you're kind of leading me where I wanted to go with this thing. How good does Kirk Cousins have to be? How good do the Falcons have to be in the way of team success to justify the contract that they gave to Cousins?
I would say this. Defensively, they made major strides last season. I think now addressing the quarterback need in free agency with the eighth pick in this draft, you can either go Dallas Turner as an edge rusher,
yep.
or you can go Latu from UCLA, who's more of a natural pass rusher, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to add more pieces. Offensively, I feel like they're good. I like the move in signing Darnell Mooney because you needed that smaller type body guy
yep.
at the wide receiver position to take the top off of defense.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think a lot of the focus could be on the defensive side of the ball amongst still signing guys free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So I think.
So is it divisional round? Is it championship round? You have to get to one of those to justify the deal.
I would say you at least got to get to a divisional game.
Okay.
You got to get to a divisional game, but I would say this: what I've witnessed the last 2 years, Kirk Cousins, man, listen here. I was in jury duty when it happened, and boy, when I got a break, I was in that you restroom. Know,
and, by the way, I got to bring this up. So I was listening to your show the other day, and Chad Brown was in for you, right? And then I saw on Twitter it blowing up. Like, Harry, how do you take off first day of free agency? You got called into jury duty on the first day of free agency.
Yeah. Yep.
That's brutal.
And for some odd and apparent reason, people thought I was taking off, in which I hardly ever have off. Because I'm doing a lot of things. I don't know why they think I would take off the first day.
Did you try to tank jury duty to make sure you didn't get it? Like, answer weird questions or like, oh, we can't have this guy in here.
Evan, I went to school to be a lawyer. I was a poli sci major. I am not answering those questions.
Wow. I want to play a piece of sound here from Kirk Cousins, because there's a whole other topic of conversation that has now happened as a result of Kirk Cousins' press conference yesterday, strongly believing the Falcons can win a title, but he may potentially have told on himself a little bit.
And I really believe, as I looked around at opportunities for me in free agency, that when a coach told me this when I was a young player in the league, a coach I have a lot of respect for, he said, when the owner, general manager, head coach, and quarterback are on the same page, that's when you really have a chance to go win a Super Bowl. And as I looked at the Atlanta Falcons, I believe strongly that the owner, head coach, general manager, and quarterback can all be on the same page. And that's exciting for me. And so that's why I'm thrilled to be here.
So he discussed the relationship there, that they basically had to come out and kind of deny any kind of pre-contact. There's a situation with the Eagles now and Saquon Barkley where James Franklin, his college coach at Penn State, kind of alluded to potential contact. Let's be real. Just us talking right now. How early does this stuff actually start?
Frankly, I don't care. We got our quarterback.
I'm not saying in general.
I don't give a damn.
I know. But
we have our quarterback.
Forget the Falcons.
That's my quarterback.
But I mean, let's be real about this. The NFL is inviting this stuff, are they
yeah.
not?
Yeah.
Like, this is okay. So if players spoke to teams prior to when free agency began, like, they can't do anything, can they?
It's hard to prove it with all of the relationships. I mean, it's a very small fraternity, not just when it comes to the players, but when it comes to player agents, when it comes to personnel decision makers, GMs, team presidents, so on and so forth. Like, everybody knows somebody. It's 6 degrees of separation in the league.
Yep.
So there are back channel conversations that are happening. Nothing official, but like I said, with my free agency back in 2009, I knew who one of the interested party was back in the 2008 season. During the previous season, I knew that team was interested in pursuing me in free agency.
Because you had a friend that was on another team that's your friend, regardless of what team they're on.
Listen, when I got released by the Atlanta Falcons after my 7 years, there were three places I probably knew I was going. To Tampa Bay, where Dirk Cutter was as the head coach, who was my OC. To Tennessee, where Mike Mularkey was, who was also my OC. Or to the Raiders, where Bill Musgrave was, who was the quarterback coach for us in Atlanta. So I already knew there were three places I was probably going to go.
And those are three people that you would be talking to in life anyway. Do you then
on a normal basis.
Yeah, and then so you're just continuing those conversations.
That's it.
Yeah. It's impossible to enforce the tamper rules. Impossible.
Right, as we've seen here. Okay, we've had the conversation a lot about Justin Fields.
Yes.
So we are at a place now where just everything's being thrown out there.
Yep.
What do you think is actually going to happen here?
I'm going to tell you what should not happen. They should not keep Justin Fields and draft Caleb Williams at the same time. I don't think that's a recipe for success.
Thank you, Harry.
You're an organization that's trying to get things running. Caleb Williams is coming in trying to be that first quarterback in franchise history to really put this team in a position to where they want to be and be that staple guy and potentially have a statue built one day. Why would you have Justin Fields there who also wants to be the starting quarterback and wants to get you to a place that the franchise needs to be and also wants to be? You have a receiver, your number one guy, in which you traded for last year, and DJ Moore, that's endorsing Justin Fields. How's that going to go over if you draft Caleb Williams and they're at practice and DJ Moore's feeling some type of way? Like, I don't think that's a recipe for success. So you have to do what's necessary. And sometimes, Chris, Kenzie, you took L's in life. I took L's in life. Evan, you took L's in life. The Bears got to take this one on the chin.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to take the L, man, and move on. Yeah. But don't continue to hold on to someone and create more dysfunction amongst your franchise because you don't feel like you can get what you want for them.
Yeah, they're being penny wise and pound foolish, right? Like the overarching goal for the 2024 season is the development of the number one overall pick.
There you go.
And Justin Fields' presence is an impediment to that because you're inviting controversy. And we heard it from cornerback Jalen Johnson, a guy that they gave a contract extension to this offseason. And he said whoever they took with the number one overall pick, they'd have a hard time proving to the locker room that that guy gives them a better chance to win than JF1.
Well, see,
Why would you want Caleb Williams or whoever you take with the first pick to step into that?
So now you have half the locker room over here endorsing Caleb Williams. You got half the locker room over here endorsing Justin Fields. Is that a locker room that you want?
No.
After what you just experienced the last few years of this organization?
No.
Have both of you ever been in a locker room like that where it was split, coaching, quarterback, whatever it may be?
No.
In college, where we had Stephon LaFleur's as our quarterback my redshirt freshman year, and Brian Brohm had came in.
Big name.
Yes. So our star receiver, like when Stephon LaFleur's was the quarterback, and not because Brohm wasn't a good quarterback, it was just that was his guy, that's what he was used to. And some things may have been displayed at times where he voiced that as well. So it's not good.
I'm getting a look from Harry like it's really not good.
No, it's not good.
You want to hang out? It's up to you. I don't know if you have anywhere to go.
Let's do one more, baby.
Yeah, let's do one more. Run it back.
All right. I put you on the terrible job. I put him on the spot like that.
Run it back.
Whatever. Harry's such a good guy. It doesn't matter.
We're kidnapping Harry Douglas.
Yeah.
Run it back.
By the way, Harry was talking about his home with all of his kids. They're going to be running around the lawn. You want that lawn to be perfect, and True Green is the way to go with that. If you're ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank, True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TrueGreen.com today and discover the easiest and affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly, as I have done in hiring out True Green. Go to TrueGreen.com. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more.
Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
All right, you know, Harry, one thing, Harry Douglas is joining us here on Unsportsmanlike, along with Chris Canty, Evan Cohen. You'll hear him 3P to 7P Eastern with Freddie Coleman. One thing you have to understand about our show, and you've been on a million times, but CC and I are learning more and more about this as the days go on. Mm-hmm. There are two shows simultaneously that go on this show. There's the one that CC Smalls and I do, and there's the one that Pat, Nuno, and Javonte do back in Bristol, right? And it's not the same topics. So as we're sitting here talking about Kirk Cousins and quarterbacks and tampering and free agency, they are talking about something completely different, right? So if even if we wanted to go to Justin Fields and everything that's going on, or the draft, or what the Cowboys are done, mm-hmm. or Calvin Ridley getting a ton of money with the Tennessee Titans, we have to defer to them sometimes. What is your show about right now, guys, back in Bristol, Vegas East?
All right, so, and what's up, Harry?
what's up, bro?
I got my issues with Harry, but we'll deal with that. Where's my Benfica shirt?
I got you, dude. All right, just relax. Right.
His brother Tony plays for my favorite team, so in Portugal. But anyway, so etiquette, right? You text someone, say, hey, I'm having a birthday gathering, right, at a restaurant. What is the proper protocol now? Like, are you the person who is in whose birthday it is and are inviting me? Are you now required to pay? Am I required to pay for the dinner, or am I supposed to be paying for dinner and drinks? Like, what is the etiquette there?
Well, first, let me say this: Happy birthday to my sister, Jamela Douglas. Today's her birthday. My nephew Tony Jr.'s his birthday's tomorrow, and then my brother Tony. His birthday is the 16th on Saturday. So happy birthday to the people in my family that I love so dearly and so much. Now, back to you, Nunu. If I invite you to a birthday dinner, that doesn't mean I'm paying for your meal. Mm. My parents didn't raise me that way. Like, if I'm going somewhere, if I'm invited somewhere, I expect to pay for my own food.
Like, wait a minute.
Like, why would I be a grown-up making my own money if someone, hey, I'm having a birthday dinner, whatnot, I want y'all to come out. Like, what about that invitation says that I'm going to pay for everyone else's food?
Wait a minute. I want to make sure I understand what your take on this. My thought is this, and maybe we're saying the same thing. If I say, hey, we're having a birthday dinner, mm-hmm. and we're going to have a 6-person birthday dinner, it's the 3 of us and our wives.
Are we going out or are we going to somebody's house?
You're going out.
Okay, if I'm going out, see, that's the thing. I think that's
I'm thinking I'm paying.
That's the delineating factor. If I'm going out to a restaurant for a birthday dinner, I'm thinking I'm paying.
Me too.
But if I get invited to a birthday dinner at somebody's house, I'm not thinking about having to contribute.
No,
like I might bring a bottle of wine or something, but that's about it. I ain't paying a damn thing.
So that's what we're doing Sunday at my house. Yeah. We're celebrating my sister's birthday, and I don't expect anybody to bring anything or chip in on anything. Like, I'm hosting it at my house.
Yeah.
But if we were going out to dinner, that's a different.
My
sister's different. That's just different because that's family. But I'm just saying, like, if it's like friends, hey, I'm having this birthday dinner, I want y'all to come out. I hope they wouldn't expect me to be paying for their food.
But there's a difference. If you're having a get together, like, hey, we're having like a little mini party or whatever it is, and it's my birthday and I'm inviting you, I'm assuming I'm paying for everyone.
Really?
At a restaurant?
If we're having like a, hey, I rented a room kind of thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Like, you're assuming that you're paying for everything.
Yeah, if we're going out to dinner as couples, then we split three ways.
CC, man, that's why we keep.
Yeah, see, I've been in situations where somebody has rented a space and they rented a chef and they had, you know, the bar and all that stuff open. And then they asked people to contribute a certain amount of money to the evening.
And were you good with that?
No, I wasn't good with it. I was salty. Like, if that's the expectation, you need to let me know that ahead of time.
$100 ahead.
If we're going to a restaurant where you got pricing, you got menus, and you got choice in the matter, cool. But I ain't got no agency in selecting the menu that you got for the private chef. Yep. I don't get to choose none of that, what's available at the bar. I don't got none of that. So how could you expect me to be in a situation where I have to pay for something?
Nah, that's on you, man.
I agree.
Nuno seems to have a problem with something here.
Don't try to get
here.
Me to pay for your fantasy.
No, it's just the funny, the private chef thing. I just love it. Athletes live such a different
world. It wasn't me, Nuno.
No, I know it wasn't you. I know it wasn't you, but I'm
just
saying.
But this is also why we keep our money.
Exactly.
It's also why. We invite people to a birthday dinner. Exactly. Not paying for your own damn food.
It's also why the fact that I give y'all credit for the fact that you're still working based upon that Ocho Cinco lifestyle. Like, sign me up for that. No, but I think Pat has an issue with I'm fine with it. I don't expect people to, like, if you're inviting me, hey, I'll be at this restaurant, come through. Like, I don't think you're paying for it. But I think Pat has an issue with anything. Pat expects free food anytime he's invited somewhere.
No, no. What Nuno described was like a happy hour. Like, hey, we're hanging out at the bar. Come by, have some drinks, eat some apps, whatever. I would be like, yeah, I'm not expecting anyone to pay for that. If you're sending me like a formal, like, this time, this day, we're having a dinner at this, you know, pretty nice
Pat,
restaurant. I'm not anticipating that I have to be the one to pay.
That you can make to not go.
Like, what we learned about Pat is Pat, and this is fine, doesn't want to pay for anything, anytime, in any situation.
It depends
on
the situation,
gum,
man.
Pat's like, I don't want
to
pay
for that.
You know
what, no, because now we're having this conversation. It takes me back to what we talked about earlier this week with the wedding, right? With the whole wedding situation. Mm-hmm. And Pat is anti having to give a gift at the wedding, especially if somebody is over the age of 40. But I'm just saying, if they invite you to go to a wedding, like, their expectation is that when you accept the invitation, you bring a gift. And Pat is saying the gift is his presence because he's got to pay for the flight and the hotel room. Now, where do you fall on that, Harry? If somebody invites you to a wedding, do you feel obligated to give a gift?
Pat said the gift is his present.
I did not directly say that.
You kind of said that.
Y'all put the camera on, Pat.
Is my presence.
Give Pat a one shot, please.
The
gift is his presence.
My point is that it is incredibly stupid to throw a very expensive party and then be like, but we need you to chip in like $100. Like, we need that from you.
Pat, let's
get back
to the wedding
stupid.
Part. Pat, you know, a gift doesn't have to cost $200.
Well, I'm talking about if you go to a wedding. Like, then you have to pay for your plate or whatever is like the thing. Like, why? You're dropping
most
all this money.
You don't have to pay for your plate.
No, he's saying
the value
of the gift should be the cost of the plate.
Yeah, you thinking too much, man.
No, that's like the rule. That's
if you get invited to a wedding, you bring a gift. I'm sorry.
No, I don't feel obligated to give a gift. Secondly, I will say this. If you over the age of 40, you damn sure ain't getting a gift from me. If you getting married over the age of 40, I'm not giving you a gift.
And yeah, sorry, Nuno.
I think it's tacky to ask for a gift.
Most weddings I go to are for people that I love, my friends. So
you want to give a gift.
I'm going to give a gift.
Yeah, I'm with you. I assume, regardless of even if it's like I know this person through that person, but like my wife works with them or whatever it is, I'm giving a gift.
And most of the time, it's not going to be me giving. My wife handles that. So my wife is going to be doing the gift stuff.
I'm not giving a gift, especially if I know that person got it. Like, if I'm going, say, for instance, I knew Harry back when he got married, I ain't going to bring a gift to his wedding if he invited me.
Because he made money.
But here's the thing.
He got it. He don't need no gift from me.
But I'm a type of person also, I wouldn't feel any type of way.
Thank you.
If I didn't get a gift from Katie.
Okay, wait, let me ask you a question. Okay, this summer, right, you live in this city. I live outside of the city.
Yeah.
I invite you and your wife to my house. We hang out, night, whatever it is. Are you bringing something to my house?
Probably bringing a bottle of wine, even though you don't drink.
My wife would have it. Okay, yeah. So Harry, I know, would, because there's no debate on Harry with the gift. I now have to ask you, because you are a debatable gift guy. You're a debatable gift guy.
A $40 bottle of wine does not constitute a gift.
Now we lowered the price.
But here's the thing, though. Like, a gift could be a nice bottle of wine, too, though.
How
you going to take that to a wedding?
You're going to have a lot of faithful wine drinkers.
You got
to pay for your plate. That you're going to a wedding, you at least have to pay for your plate.
I know where Harry's going somewhere that I really like, because I think what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, is if you're going to a wedding, you're actually going to personalize the gift. If you know the person whose wedding it is loves wine, it may not be the most expensive wine, but it shows thought in a way that you actually care. Yep. You, Mr. Canty, are looking at it and saying, you're going to their Wikipedia and their Spotrac. How much do they make? What? How old are they? What were their career earnings? And then you and your wife are deciding a gift.
Context matters. Context matters.
He's gonna
I need to have a full picture before I decide whether or not I'm gonna give you something.
But I tell you this though.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't want to give a gift, my wife would not allow me not to give one.
That's really? Right. Good job,
she's
Mrs.
a
Douglas.
Good person.
Like,
yes.
Even if I didn't want to give one, my wife won't allow me to do that.
He's going to go, if he comes over this summer, he's going to go to the Zillow of my house. Be like, well, they paid me for this.
I don't got to go to the Zillow.
Stop it.
I'm going to pull up. And listen, if I got to punch a code in to get through
a gate, which is what you got to do
to get in his neighborhood, I ain't bringing a damn gift.
When I say though, boy, making some money,
Listen to Harry with Freddie
today. The street ain't even got a name, Harry.
Oh, Lord.
The street ain't even got a name. It's just a gate with a bunch of houses.
3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Fourth one on the right. That's Evans.
With the guy that I now have beef with, Freddie Coleman, who didn't show up with us today, even though he told me he wasn't going to.
You leave Freddie alone. God.
Harry, great job as always. Thank you so much. Coming up, our unsportsmanlike moments of the day and CeCe's best bet next. It's Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
All right, time to win some money.
Canty's best bet.
I'm talking dollar bill, y'all. We're chasing that bag, y'all.
Of the night.
All right, so we had a winner last night, Ev. We went with the Chicago Bulls +7.5. And they won outright in overtime against the Indiana Pacers.
Chicago Bulls. We're changing this now.
No, we're not. They're not my Chicago
Bulls.
You
said they could win a first-round series.
They could.
That's your Chicago Bulls.
They're dangerous. They're a feisty little nugget. We'll see what happens with Kobe White. But they're a feisty team. And then, of course, the over hit at 222.5. And that was comfortably. I mean, it was 260 points scored in last night's game. So, we're going to go back to the association tonight. We're going to go with the Mavs visiting the Oklahoma City Thunder. We're going to take the Thunder laying 6.5. And we're going to take Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over 29.5 points. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over 30 points scored in three of the last four games. So Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over 29.5 points scored. Oklahoma City Thunder winning by over 6.5 points. That pays out at +140.
Survived a terrible, terrible moment in our history.
The most unsportsmanlike moment of the day.
That was terrible.
Was not a great look.
All right, CeCe, we always have different kind of weird things during this, funny things as well. Let's start with two stories around the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's Kirk Cousins. Just as a reason to play Christopher Mad Dog Russo on First Take, going crazy here about Kirk Cousins. Here we go. Number one.
This is a huge thing for Atlanta. The owner's 82 years of age. He knew he didn't have a quarterback on a roster. Cousins after Stafford. You can make an argument that Cousins is the second best quarterback in the NFC after Stafford. I know you got Hurts. You want to bring in Jordan Love, Goff, Prescott, whoever you want to, Purdy. But you can make an argument that Cousins is the second best quarterback. I'm not sure if I would support that, but you can make the argument.
I love talk. He literally listed all the quarterbacks that are obviously better than Kirk Cousins and said you can make that argument. I wouldn't make it.
Yeah, dog is wrong on that one. He's just wrong.
Well,
he didn't say
he was right. That's the best part.
Off the top, Stafford, Dak, and Jordan Love are better than
Purdy too.
Than Kirk Cousins. And that's what I'm saying. Here's the thing. Purdy, you can make the argument. You can have the conversation. I would go Purdy over Kirk, but you can make the argument.
Who's the best quarterback in the NFC?
Best quarterback in the NFC right now, Dak Prescott.
Over Stafford, over Purdy.
Yeah, Dak Prescott. He was an all-pro. He was all-pro. How are you going to argue? He was an all-pro.
Purdy was the quarterback of a team in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's great. But Dak Prescott was an all-pro player last year. Like, there are only two all-pro quarterbacks. One of them won MVP. That's Lamar Jackson. And then Dak Prescott. Okay. So Dak Prescott is the best quarterback in the NFC right now. I'm not saying he's the most talented. I'm saying he's the best quarterback in the NFC right now. Matt Stafford, Jordan Love. I would probably go Brock Purdy. But the point is, Kirk Cousins, at best, is the fourth best quarterback, and he's probably more like five or six.
Here's Dog's argument.
That's where we're at.
Dog's argument is you could make the case that chicken finger is the best food out there. I mean, you know, if not for pizza, lobster, the wings you had last night, sushi, burritos. He listed every other food. All right, next one. The Atlanta Falcons Twitter put something amazing out there. Their quarterback is Kirk Cousins. So right as the league year was about to start, they put a picture of Coles on their official Twitter, because it said quick stop before heading to the facility today. Because technically they were not at that time allowed to say that he was the starting quarterback or he was signing with the Atlanta Falcons. So instead they gave us the hint of Coles.
I can't wait for the Kirk Cousins collaborations with all of the local rappers in Atlanta. Like, I can't wait for that.
Who's the one you want to see?
I mean, we already seen Amigos, Quavo come out and do something with it. I just want, like, Jermaine Dupri, is he around somewhere? Well, we know he's around because we saw him in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Like, what is he going to do for Kirk Cousins with the Welcome to Atlanta?
Well, we saw him. A lot of us, me included, thought it was someone else when
we
saw him.
Thought it was CeeLo Green.
I did think it was CeeLo.
So shady.
I wasn't the only
You're
one.
You're being shady.
Did you see the way he was dressed? He was wearing CeeLo's clothes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, but I'm just, I can't wait for the Kirk Cousins collaborations. He already got the grill. You know he's going to have some chains. He's going to have to do a whole lot.
I'm putting you on the spot.
What's up?
Best Atlanta rapper of all time. Think about it for a second.
Why would you do
think
that?
Think about it for a second.
I don't have to think about it. It's Outkast. It's the combination of Big Boy and Andre 3000.
Okay.
Outkast. Best Atlanta rapper.
Okay, yeah. Next one. The Pittsburgh Penguins. Well, you know, Jaromir Jagr, obviously one of the great players of all time in the NHL. Well, they wanted to do something to honor him. Well, the problem here, so they were going to do a bobblehead night and they put out a tweet. The Penguins announced today that the shipment carrying the Jagr bobbleheads for tonight's game has been stolen en route to Pittsburgh. As a result, the bobbleheads will not be distributed at tonight's game, but will be distributed at a later date. I know my answer. Who on this show would be the most likely person to steal a shipment of bobbleheads in your mind?
Steal a shipment of bobbleheads? It would be Pat Costello.
Pat Costello, no doubt. Not even a debate.
With the wrestling action figures?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
I know Jovante has toyed with robbing a bank, but that out of context just is amazing. But
you know what's amazing? Jaromir Jagr has probably played more years in the NHL than Pat has spent living on this earth.
Yeah, well, Pat's young.
That's what I'm saying. Jaromir Jagr, what, 27 years in the NHL?
Pat, would you steal a shipment of bobbleheads if it was available to you, and then maybe you could sell them on eBay?
He's available for no comment. He's playing in his heist.
He left. What is this?
He's roaming around here somewhere. I don't know what he's doing.
Unbelievable. All right, the last one. So you and I last night were at the Barrett Sports Media Conference here in New York City.
That's right.
And we went to the after party, and they took a lot of pictures, and they put them out on social media. And there was one picture that I thought was pretty, pretty interesting. So it's you and our boss, Justin Craig, hugging. And there seems to be someone else hovering trying to get in the picture that was left out of the picture.
I don't understand why you were hovering, though. You should have just jumped in the
picture. I was trying to get in the picture, and I was not allowed in the picture.
But why are you trying to get it? Just get in the picture.
You guys didn't invite me in the picture.
Hold on. So you feel a way that we didn't ask you to come and take a group shot with us?
I do, actually.
And I don't have eyes in the back of my head. I didn't see you. You were lurking.
It's
nobody likes a lurker, by the way.
I wasn't trying to
lurk. Nobody likes somebody that's lurking.
You're going to put
whether
this on me?
Real life, whether it's social media, nobody likes anybody that lurks. You were lurking in the picture. Just get in the damn picture.
I swear, this was tweeted out this morning, and I'm looking at the tweets, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. You're trying to make this my fault.
You're trying to turn
You're trying to make this my fault. How is it my fault?
I didn't even know you were there.
There was another picture, I don't know if they caught it, where you guys took a picture, and I tried to get in it, and I stood on my tippy toes and tried to get in the background of the picture. You went right over to Justin.
All you gotta do is say, hey, let's get a picture together, guys.
Well,
that's all you had to do. Use your words, Evan. Use your words.
We should have
taken a picture. You talk for a living.
We should have
speak up.
We did a bad job last night. We did not take
a picture. No, you did a bad job. I took plenty of pictures.
I meant with me.
I took plenty of pictures.
So did I.
Okay.
You don't think you and I should have taken a picture?
We should have.
Right.
My point is, if you're complaining about a picture that I took with our boss,
mm-hmm.
and you saw we were taking said picture,
mm-hmm.
why did you not come up and say, hey, let's get a picture together? There was no reason for it.
I could have.
Other than you wanting to be socially awkward and then blame me for it on our show the next day, which is what is happening now. He was waiting for the invitation.
Well, Nuno, I never knew that was going to be out there. And then I'm scrolling through Twitter this morning.
Why do you have to have an invitation to come up and take a picture with me?
You don't find it at all comical that there's a picture of you in a bus with me in the background?
It's hilarious.
Can we put that back up, Mark, please, on the ESPN News side so people can see this? I mean, it's a remarkable picture. It is such a warm picture with you and Justin.
But you're peering over at us, though.
I don't even know that I was.
You're trying to figure out what's going on. No, you are peering over. You're looking over like, what is going on? Out of the corner of your eye, you see it happening.
As I'm looking, I see someone else behind me.
Theo?
That's Theo from ESPN West Palm that you and I were talking to for a while. Yeah. So I must have been talking to him. Turn around and be like, wow, I'm not in that picture.
Here's the thing, though. Like, you have that look that
I'm sad.
You feel jilted or something.
Yeah, a little salty.
Yeah.
It's a sad look. I got a sad look.
Hey, Pat's back for the last minute of the show.
Pat, we said that of our show, of everybody on our show, you would be the most likely to rob a shipment of bobbleheads. Is that true? Would you agree with that?
For legal reasons, no. For comedy reasons, yes.
But if I told you you could rob the Penguin shipment of Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads and sell them on eBay, in or out on that idea?
Kind of in. I'd rob it and then drop it into the ocean so no one could ever get them because I hate the Penguins.
Yeah, that's true.
That's actually a real thing. The angle on that.
That's
one.
A real thing for him, yeah.
All right. Well, we accomplished a lot today.
We did.
I am hoping between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern time. On Freddie and Harry, that Freddie will address his no-show with us today.
Yeah, that has to happen. I mean, Harry sat in an entire hour with us.
Yeah.
And Freddie, he's just big-timing us right now.
Big time with us. Big time with us? Big timing us.
Big timing us, yeah.
English. Yeah, I'm trying here. Greeny coming up next. We are on to Friday. We're
he's
on
not
Sportsman
big time Life. With us.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.